We are now really pleased to welcome a group known as the Fall Staff Fellows. And the Fall Staff Fellows create short original language adaptations of Shakespeare performed by kids for kids. They also do full-length productions. Coming up, they're going to be doing Hamlet in April on the 12th at Robinson Library and on the 26th at Carnegie Library. Let's start by meeting everybody who is here. And this is also a good time to send out any hellos or shout-outs you might like to. And we'll start with you.
Hi, my name's Andrew Boland, and this is actually, I've been here for the 3 years that Falstaff's Fellows have been doing, partnered with Shakespeare in the Park, and glad to be here.
Great. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Kennedy Township.
And what grade are you in?
I'm actually in college. I'm in my first year.
That's right. I saw that. You're how old?
I'm 19.
19. And what are you studying? Do you know yet?
Not yet. I'm just doing general studies.
Yeah, it's a good way to start. We were just talking about that. Anybody you want to say hello to at all who might be tuned in?
Just my parents. I'm sure they're listening in.
Okay, and now we'll go over to you. Good morning. Oh, hang on. I need to, I bet somebody needs to unpatch a microphone there, which we'll do in just a second. We're going to make sure your voice is actually audible. Let's try that again.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Grace Boland. I'm 15 years old, and I've been with Falstaff's Fellows for the 3 years they've been doing them. I really enjoy Shakespeare, so it's quite fun to be able to do this.
What do you like about Shakespeare so much?
One thing I love is the poetry and the language. I think it's just really beautiful the way it comes out and how there can be so many different meanings to just the simple way you can re-say different phrases to mean different things.
And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you if you and the aforementioned Andrew Boland are related in some
yes,
ways.
Yes, he's my brother.
That's what I thought. What grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade. Yeah, I'm homeschooled.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
Just my parents, and in case she's listening, Carol. I know it's a family friend. I don't know if she's listening or not.
Oh, but she's listening. Believe me, everybody's listening, last I checked. And who are you?
I'm Sophia Rella.
Hi.
And I'm a sophomore in high school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Winchester Thurston.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. And is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, my mom's right here with us, so no.
Well, that's good. Well, we can acknowledge her in that way, I guess. And what do you like about being involved here?
Well, I actually, when I first started, I wasn't that into Shakespeare. I kind of just started because I liked acting and because my friends were in it. And so, but I started to like Shakespeare the more productions we did, so.
Great. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And let's turn to you now. I like your necklace, which
Thank
is
you.
A watch embedded in the base of a skeleton key. What's your name?
I'm Lydia Aceto.
Hello. And tell me about yourself.
I'm homeschooled, but I would be a sophomore if I went to school. And I actually started because I liked Shakespeare and not acting. But I've grown to like acting more as
Isn't
I've done more
something?
Shakespeare productions.
Yeah, I think Shakespeare really comes to life, too, when you read it aloud or act it. I think the words sometimes were meant more to be heard than, mm-hmm. I mean, they're fun to read, too.
I definitely prefer hearing Shakespeare
yeah.
to reading it.
Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
The rest of the group who couldn't be here today.
And how many people is that? You can name them if you...
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay, so you five are representing a much bigger
yes.
group. Well, great. Well, I'm glad you mentioned them. Let's meet our last of the five. What's your name?
Jonathan Aceto.
Hi. It's nice to meet you. And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Jonathan?
Well, I'm in fifth grade, and I like Shakespeare.
That,
yes. That's kind of why I joined the group.
That works. And are you homeschooled as well?
Yes.
I figured because... So we have a number of siblings here. We have... if I take inventory, we have two Bolands and two Acetos and one Rella. And I understand that you have a scene that you're going to do from Hamlet. Should we do a synopsis first? So first up, what the group's going to do here is a synopsis of Hamlet that they wrote to a target audience, pretty much of kids. You know, the tagline is by kids for kids. So they'll present Hamlet in synopsis form, and then a scene from their adaptation of Hamlet, and then we'll have a song to close out the segment. So our synopsis is going to be presented by Lydia, I think. Is that right? Let's just curve that microphone over to you, and our music is going to go away so we can pay attention to learning about Hamlet.
The king of Denmark is dead, leaving his brother, Claudius, to take the throne. Not only is Claudius now the king, but he also married the old king's wife, Gertrude. The king's son, Hamlet, is not happy with his new stepfather and refuses to think of him as family. Meanwhile, some guards notice a strange ghostly figure who looks just like the old king. The old king's ghost tells Hamlet that Claudius killed him in order to be king, and that he wants Hamlet to avenge him. Hamlet eagerly accepts the mission to kill Claudius. The first step of Hamlet's plan is to trick everyone into thinking he's gone insane, even his mother and childhood friends. Then Hamlet gets together some actors to perform a special play, a play about a man who killed his brother. Hamlet hopes that seeing this story will make Claudius react in a way that reveals his guilt. The plan works, and Claudius runs out of the theater. Now Hamlet's scheme is in motion, and he doesn't care who else he hurts in the process. Everyone wonders why Hamlet is acting so strangely, some thinking that he is in love with Ophelia, daughter of the talkative Polonius. Hamlet is mad with his desire for revenge, and no one is safe.
You just straightened a lot of things out for me. I always remember Hamlet when I see Hamlet, but sometimes I always forget about the play within a play. So now we have a scene, and do we need to set up the scene that you're going to do so that we understand where we are in the play?
Sure. This scene is near the beginning, and it's basically Hamlet refusing to even look at Claudius. Like, he doesn't want anything to do with Claudius, and his mother's trying to smooth things over because Gertrude really wants everyone to just be calm.
So listen now as you hear the adaptation created by Falstaff Fellows.
But now, my cousin Hamlet and my son.
A little more than kin and less than kind.
How is it that the clouds still hang on you?
Not so, my lord. I am too much in the sun.
Good Hamlet, cast thy knighted collar off. Do not forever seek for thy noble father in the dust. Thou knowest 'tis common. All that lives must die, passing through nature to eternity.
Aye, madam, it is common.
If it be, why seems it so particular with thee?
Seems, madam. Nay, it is. I know not seems.
'Tis sweet and commendable in your nature, Hamlet, to give these morning duties to your father. But you must know, your father lost a father. That father lost his. To persevere in obstinate condolement is a course of impious stubbornness. 'Tis unmanly grief.
We pray you, think of us as a father.
Hamlet, I pray thee stay with us. Go not back to Wittenberg.
I shall, in all my best, obey you, madam.
That was very well done. Now, when you do your presentations in April at the libraries, will you be acting? I think when you read, you are acting, but do you actually stage these with costumes?
Yeah,
and
yes.
Okay, so this is a full production that'll be done because it's fun to listen to. So you've got a song now, but before the song, I'd like the song to close our segment. So let's talk a little bit more. First, did anybody mean to mention something or say hello to somebody or pass anything along that they forgot to do? Wow, you guys are good. You're organized. Somebody almost always has something. And how can people get involved with this? I assume you're open to everyone. And could anybody tell me the best way to do that, we can get this mic over to you if need be. And you can introduce yourself, please, so folks know who you are.
Hi. Excuse me. I'm Catherine Aceto. I'm the producer. We are open as an audience. As an ensemble group, we have relatively few openings for new actors, although we're always interested in talking to people about the possibility. Part of what we do is to create these shows to a year with essentially the same group of kids so that they get to know each other's timing and build up a background. But our Facebook page, which is Falstaff's Fellows, has information about how you can contact us, about the three shows that we're doing coming up in April. There's been a third one added since we gave the information to the radio here. The show runs about an hour when we do our spring show and about a half an hour when we do our show before Shakespeare in the Parks in the fall.
So facebook.com/Falstaff Fellows. And where is that third show?
The third show is at the Mount Lebanon Library on April the 19th at 2 o'clock.
Great. So the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, three consecutive days, all Saturdays, I think.
All Saturdays.
At Robinson Library on the 12th, Mount Lebanon on the 19th, and Carnegie Library in Beachview on the 26th. So we have a song. Who's the singer here? Okay, so we will turn to you and take a listen to Grace Boland. And is this from Hamlet?
Yes, this is Ophelia's song after Hamlet's just killed her father, and she's kind of gone off her rocker.
And our thanks out to all of you for being here today. Congratulations.
He is dead and gone, lady. He is dead and gone. At his head, a grass green turf. At his heels, a stone.
You've got a really great voice.
Thank you
so much for being here with us today. And I think this is a great way. I think it would be fun, I don't know if you've thought of this, but maybe to teach other teachers how to do this kind of program with their kids, because it's a great way to bring Shakespeare to life. And I'm glad you have so many participants. Thanks. And look for them on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Falstaff Fellows. It's now 14 before 11. From the alliterative Falstaff Fellows to the alliterative brilliant bookworms at Winchester Thurston in just a moment.